Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. If you regularly listen to this station, you have heard the U.S. government's commercials touting the Social Security system. In one version, the ad claims at one point that Social Security bestows your name on you, which you know is totally false. Unfortunately, just about everything else in these commercials is also untrue. They try to create the impression that the Social Security, Medicare, and self-employment taxes you pay go into a fund from which to pay you whatever benefits you qualify for in the future. That is absolutely false. What actually happens is that all the Social Security, Medicare, and self-employment taxes collected go directly into the U.S. government's general fund to be immediately spent. All that the Social Security Administration receives is an IOU from the federal government. This IOU will only be redeemed by taking the taxes collected from someone else in the future that were put into the government's general fund and paid to the beneficiaries out of the general fund. But even this promise in the commercials of the U.S. government being able to pay such benefits indefinitely into the future is also false. As stated in the September 2017 financial statements of the U.S. government, on page 26, the Medicare program is now projected to exhaust its IOUs within the next 10 years. Thereafter, the program will only be able to pay, at most, 88% of currently promised benefits. As for Social Security, almost every year's update moves the expected exhaustion of the IOUs ever closer. The latest projection of when Social Security will run out of IOUs is the year 2034. After that, Social Security can only pay, at most, just 77% of currently promised benefits. If past experience is any guide, Medicare and Social Security will exhaust their IOUs years before they currently project and will not thereafter pay as high a projected percentage of currently promised benefits. If you are counting on receiving your advertised Medicare and Social Security benefits for more than 1 to 2 decades in the future, you will be sadly disappointed. That's it for today. Come back next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.